Dear Facilitator, this is a brief introduction to help you getting started with the Reformer Training Program, as well as an overview of how the whole program works. The first thing to note is that when you enrolled your group with Reformer through our website, you would have received an email from us with a link to download all of the documents and materials needed to run the program and to train your group. So you need to make sure that you've received that email and have all of those documents and have familiarized yourself with them. If you can't find that email or you've lost the documents, please do let us know so that we can send that to you again. Once you've done that, you should note that the Reformer program revolves around the 35 outcomes. What we want to see is that students are trained and assessed according to the 35 outcomes so that we know that they are well equipped and prepared for ministry in the Church of Jesus Christ. So you need to be training your students and assessing them on those 35 outcomes. Now, one of the materials that you would have received is the comprehensive notes called One Way to Teach the Outcomes. These notes are purely optional. You don't have to use them if you have your own material, but you are welcome to use them for free. The way that the notes are intended and designed to be used is by you, the facilitator, in preparing your lessons to assist you with doing the training of your group. Please note they are not intended to be student handout notes. The notes do not need to be printed out. You can work off of your phone or laptop or however you have received the email and the materials to do your preparation, and then you do your training based on that. Now, the traditional way of training is often where the teacher stands up and does all the speaking, and the students either take down notes or are given notes by the teacher, and at the end of that, there's some sort of written examination. Well, this is really an ineffective way of both teaching and assessing. What we encourage our facilitators to do is to get the students involved participating in discussions, getting them talking, getting them asking questions, creating group discussions and activities so that the students take part, so that they participate in the learning process, because that is how they learn best. It is your responsibility as the facilitator to prepare and design your classes and your lessons in such a way that the students are participating. Secondly, when it comes to assessment, we find that written examinations are not the most effective way of assessing a student. All that assesses is that they have a certain amount of knowledge in their head that they are able to write down. It does not show that they have been equipped for ministry. As the 35 outcomes speak to the question, what does a pastor need to be able to know, to do, and to be? They revolve around head knowledge, or Bible knowledge, I should say, ministry skills, and spiritual and character formation. Heads, hearts, and hands. We believe this is what prepares people holistically for ministry. As such, the nature of the assessment is going to vary depending on the outcome that you are assessing your students on. For example, if you're assessing your group of students on an outcome on preaching or teaching the Bible, the best way of doing that is not by giving them a written examination, but by setting up a demonstration where they will be preaching or teaching to the rest of the students. In this way, you can more accurately and effectively assess your students on each outcome. And so we encourage you to assess them for the successful demonstration of each outcome. Once you have worked through the whole program, training and assessing as you go, and as you do that, you will keep a record of the students using the assessment record sheet that we provide you with. Once the students have completed the whole program of training and assessment, you will then fill out an assessment sheet for each student and submit that to us, emailing it to admin@reformer.global, at which point we will draw up an invoice to send back to you for the students to pay $5 each in developing countries or $10 in first world developed countries, plus the postage or courier fee. The certificates will then be sent to you, the facilitator, as a batch for you to hand out to your students in a graduation ceremony, if you like. And that is the only cost in the Reformer program. The program is entirely free. The only cost is for the students to receive their certificate. And again, it's worth pointing out that the Reformer certificate is endorsed by the World Evangelical Alliance, and as such, carries both the Reformer and WEA logos and signatures of their respective leaders. There is also a place on the certificate for you as the facilitator to sign. I trust that this has been helpful, and may God bless you.